I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
I've been a wrestler for much and he's the man who can give you all the things that you need. He's the CHAMP.
Angela, play Far East Favourites, please.
That's more like it.
Champ?
A man strain.
Hey! Back off the quality street. Champ love green triangles.
Fine. What about... Oh, seriously?
Champ love strawberry creams!
You know, it'd be much less painful if you could just tell me which ones I can eat.
Fine. Have this.
But that's an empty wrapper. I'm very mature.
Look, I own the tin and everything in the tin. You get what you're given.
Anyway, what's this music for? Did you need to buy a new diffuser because your Christmas farts are so bad?
Actually, Demo, I was taking a moment to contemplate my brief spell over at Far East.
You wrestled out in Japan.
Did I wrestle out in Japan? Did I fuck? I wrestled in Norfolk.
But that's... like, that's closer than Japan.
Not when you're going to take those bloody air rods, it's not.
And this song is a trad East Anglian banger. How exactly?
All in good time. Now sit back. Grab yourself a glass of pre-mixed mulled wine. Crack open the stinky cheese. And let me tell you my true life Christmas story.
Well, if you believe in Santa Claus, then believe this, my friend.
You're wrestling with the champ.
Right, before we start this episode, if you're in the UK, you can get tickets to see Wrestling with a Champ live at the Leicester Comedy Festival 2022.
Sorry, busy that day.
I mean, you don't even know when it is.
Jan, Feb, March, April, May, June?
Anyway, you're supposed to be there.
Oh.
For the first time, the hit wrestling comedy, this one, will be live on stage February 12th and 13th at the Globe Pub in Leicester.
Huh? Pub? Sold. Eh, what's my fee? Is it big? It's big, isn't it?
I mean, to be honest, let's just see how many tickets we sell first.
Comedians get paid loads. I could be the next Michael McIntyre.
No, I...
Look, a draw. I've got a draw. You've got a draw. We both put the same things in our draw, even though we don't know each other. What are the chances?
Buy tickets now on the official Leicester Comedy Festival website or check out the links on our Facebook, Twitter and Instagram accounts.
Porkers on the grinder. Is that one?
Sort of, yes. Learn the truth about wrestling from the world's most famous amateur professional wrestling redhead.
Be there.
The Ginger Ninja.
Or Coco Beware.
Exclusively at the Leicester Comedy Festival, February 12th and 13th.
Why aren't you laughing?
I don't think I've ever told anyone this, you know, but
when I were a boy, I once made a snowman who came to life on Christmas Eve. He even took me flying to meet Santa.
No, that never happened.
It did.
Look, it's a book, all right? And a film.
This isn't charades, although this podcast feels like one.
Raymond Briggs, 1978.
Damo, what are you doing, man? Stop ruining my childhood.
Did the snowman have sort of a tangerine nose and a floppy, wide-brimmed hat?
We must have flown over your house.
And maybe did he teach you how to, you know, ride a motorbike?
Were you spying on us?
Ah, got it. Santa gave you a blue scarf.
Ah, I got it. You see my baby pictures. You must have.
Are you sure, champ, that you didn't fall asleep in front of the telly?
I ran out to meet snowy best friend on Christmas morning. And...
He melted, yeah.
He melted!
And there was a sequel a few years ago. Snowman and the Snow Dog. Sorry, for legal reasons, do you have another Christmas story people might like?
All right. Here is another true story of my one and only Christmas in King's Lynn. It were Christmas Eve.
And sorry again, what year was this?
2004. Band-Aid 20 were number one again. Have you ever heard that song? Do They Know It's Christmas?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not the best cover version, you know, but still, it's...
What do you mean?
Well, Band-Aid 20. You know, 20 years after the original.
Oh, what? Why do you know more of the stuff than me?
I mean, we need a whole nother episode for that.
Anyway, it was Christmas Eve, 2004. I was driving into Norfolk when the snow hit. Bam! In a flash. Nothing. Nothing but white. As far as the eyes could see. Well, I had parked up at a focus group for GB News. I hit the wipers on me transit, full speed. But it were no good. I had to pull over.
And where were you going?
Cock and Pie. Ever been?
Not for food.
Smart move.
So you were stranded?
Oh, yeah. Big time. Luckily, I'd stopped right by a phone box. So I rummaged around the ashtray and pulled out a nicotine-soaked 50p and called the Cock and Pie.
So I'd been a wrestler from Rochdale to bed. And he's the man that can give you all the things that you need. He's the C-H-A-E-P. Ginger Ninja is my name. Wrestling is my game. I can make it loving too.
Oh, Simon, sorry. I always get you two mixed up. Listen, champ here, I don't want you to worry, but I'm currently 3 foot deep in what I can only be described as a fuck ton of snow. Right.
What did he say?
Show's cancelled.
Bastards.
Oh, I cough up £175 for room hire. Or we keep the ring.
So, I mean...
I were interim manager at the time. So pressure was all on me.
I mean, champ, that sounds pretty horrendous. What did you do?
Find out after this loo break.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This Christmas, don't shop new first, shop second first. Buy older items of adequate quality at a fraction of their original price from me, the Second Hand Santa. PlayStation 2s, iPod Classics, High School Musical duvets, Spice Girls CDs, all the cool stuff, man. I am the original pop-up shop. Yes! Pop up here, pop up there, pop up by a bridge where the fuzz ain't looking. But usually, every Sunday outside Wembley Market, near the Burger Meat Vans. Take the shit out of Christmas shopping with Second Hand Santa.
Merry Christmas!
Santa is wrestling
with the champ.
I'm out in the cold in King's Lynn. No show, no ring, no money. So I got back in my car and I did what all men do when the going gets tough. I put the fucking heating on. -7 when you're already in your singlet is not fun. I couldn't feel any of my 9 toes. But decent rings are hard to come by. You know, wooden boards from Norway, steel posts from Sheffield, ropes nicked from my old school. So I did what any decent sole trader does, and I took a risk. I drove.
I mean, for your sake, I hope you didn't get very far.
Don't worry, I didn't die. Luckily, I skidded on compacted ice for about 2 minutes before coming to a gentle stop in a KFC car park.
Well, that was finger-licking lucky.
Then there was this knock on me window. Rancid Sid.
The killer?
Yeah. But no. But, yeah. But, no.
How did he seem? I mean, how was he?
Well, no. I mean, he weren't a killer then. This were pre-kill. Well, pre-kills.
Well, yeah, I've read the stories, and it sounds like you had a lucky escape. You know, what did he want?
He and the other wrestlers that night had sought shelter at the Colonel's fine dining establishment. When trains cancelled, they were all there, huddled round a bargain bucket, trying to keep warm.
And how were they, those giants of the ring?
Angry!
I mean, if there's a group of people you don't want to piss off, it's wrestlers.
They only got paid if they fought. They didn't get paid for just showing up. So they went full lumberjack on me van, surrounded it, started rocking it.
Yeah, and obviously you did the decent thing.
I was just the interim boss then. What could I do?
You let them sit down in your van, right, until the storm died down.
Oh, yeah. I should have done that.
So you're stuck in a van, in a blizzard, surrounded by angry wrestlers who you owe money to, and they'd quite happily rip your head off. What next?
I thinked harder than I've ever thinked before.
I bet you needed a nap after that.
But then it came to me. Car park carnage.
That was car park carnage. The legendary car park carnage.
A gypsy-style fist fight. To the death. Can't get more Christmassy than that.
And I bet that inspired Rancid Sid's murderous rampage.
Do you think so?
Oh, yes.
Winning team spends the night in the van. Losing team has to share a bed in the Avalon B&B.
A B&B?
B&B. Bed and breakfast and bleach. Place smelt a rim block.
Hey, what happened?
My team, me, Irate Pirate, Mr. Nice Guy and Fireball Fanny against Rancid Sid's lot with Aye Samurai, Mojito and Sandy Crack. A special guest referee, Gavin from Autoglass.
Shut the front donut.
He would jumpstart in a Citroen Saxo. Do anything for a corner of the cop, he would.
Right, well, come on, seeing as we're here, tell us about car park carnage, then.
Oh, dear me. It's a good job there were no cameras that night. Because even if they were, nobody would have believed what they saw. They would have thought it were, like, some freaky CGI shit. Like, deep fake, but deep real. That night, it were a battle to end all battles. A fight for survival. A fight for life.
I am here for this drama.
And so it came to pass, on that cold Christmas Eve, under watchful eye of punters in a Norfolk business park, the 8 of us fought like no man, woman, or four-legged beast had fought before. We fought hard, we fought long, we fought tough, we fought strong, we were brave, we were men, except the women. We shed blood, and we bled tears, salty tears of blood pain, for at least 2 minutes. It were too cold for that shit. We all decided to put our differences aside and scrape together a few quid to drink some gravy. Ooh, gravy.
So, I mean, who won the fight? Who was crowned the winner of Car Park Carnage?
Demo, it were Christmas. We did what all families do. We got pissed, called it a draw, and fell asleep.
Travel through 6 snow-filled worlds and collect the magical pint glasses in I Want to Wrestle Santa, the video game. Face Father Christmas in the ultimate festive battle featuring the real Ginger Ninja.
Get off me knob!
Battle abominable snowmen and rabid reindeer in the ultimate sleigh ride.
Power slam! Power up!
Download I Want to Wrestle Santa, the video game, in the App Store now.
I'm gonna kick you where it hurts. Between Christmas and New Year.
If any of you are looking for any last-minute gift ideas for me, I have one.
You're wrestling with the champ!
Champ, I just Googled Rancid Sid and looked at all his crimes. He was truly a nasty piece of work.
Nasty.
Yeah, nasty.
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 Really nasty.
Nasty.
And you might want to be careful. He's due for release in 2 years.
I hope you cleaned your browsing history.
Yeah, don't worry about me. I used incognito mode.
What's that?
You know, incognito mode. It's like a private browsing window.
Shut up. Shut up.
Yeah, nobody can see what you're looking at.
What? Why don't I know about this?
It's great. You're totally anonymous, just as long as you've got a VPN.
Oh, I don't wear pants when I'm online.
Wrestling with a Champ was written and produced by Ant McGinley and Damien St. John, starring Ant McGinley, Damien St. John and Ian Brannan. To hear more episodes, to leave a review and to subscribe, go to champpod.com. And at the end of another bonkers year, it's a very Merry Christmas from me, Damien. Thank you for hanging out on Wrestling with the
Champ. We're not finished yet, Damo. I want to go out and get a little ho, ho, ho. You know what I mean? I was hoping we could be done, get down the pub and, you know, maybe pick up a little ho, ho, ho. Christmas spirit. Dumba. And a Merry Christmas from me, you And a Merry Christmas from me, you filthy f***ing animals. And a Merry Christmas from... And a big champ... And a big Merry Champmas from me, you fucks. And a Merry Champmas from me.
Bollocks.
Merry Christmas!
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This show is part of Podomedy, the podcast comedy network. We're the best kept secret on Acast. Why not laugh at what else we've got? Check out pedomedy.com now.